This is not the sermon, but let me just start off by saying this, is that when the apostles are laying their hands on people and giving them the Holy Ghost, this isn't referring to the fact that, you know, they're distributing salvation, okay? They're distributing the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Because there's a big difference between the indwelling of the Holy Spirit and the filling of the Holy Spirit. He said, what's the difference? Well, someone is indwelt by the Holy Spirit once they believe on Jesus Christ.
Right.
So the moment you get saved, the moment you're born again, the Bible says, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing and renewing regeneration of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit comes to live within you. He quickens your mortal body, your mortal spirit, excuse me. And then he brings you to life. He indwells you. And the Bible says that you're sealed with the Holy Spirit until the day of redemption, okay? Until the purchase of the until the redemption of the purchased possession. And what that means is this. The Holy Spirit is like an eternal security deposit for you.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
He's like an eternal security deposit. Because when you get saved, God deposits his Spirit in you. And it's a security deposit to let you know you're saved forever.
Amen.
And one day I'm going to save your body. One day I'm going to resurrect you. Right now your body's not saved. It's still corrupt. It's still fleshly. But your spirit is saved because I gave you the eternal security deposit known as the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This is what's known as the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.